What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two, and we're going to take a couple more phone calls and then bring on the lovely Lady Claire. So let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on the show. And you are sounding better than ever, I must say.
Thank you. I'm feeling better than ever.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. And the energy just keeps getting better, and it's great. You can do... You just smoke in an hour right off the bat. Boom. An hour goes by.
Thank you.
And it's great. It's great. You know, it's something to be thankful for things this coming Thanksgiving along with other things.
Yes. You know? Yes. Claire would agree with you.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll keep it short. I wanted to talk a little bit about typical propaganda from editors on TV talking about this stuff. And then something that Tucker said last night that just shocked me, I'll come back to that. But what USA Today edited, this woman was on, and you can tell about, and people say you don't listen to it, but I'm just giving, don't listen to the propaganda on the left. And I just pointed out, well, here's one reason. When they mix the popular vote, like millions of votes, you know, it starts out with, you know, they've got the couple of, handful here, a handful there. Well, that's what these counties, it's so close. That's what it's all about. And then they throw in, you know, this, you know, still we're talking when you're talking 5 million votes. No, that's a popular, the popular vote number, which is basically California. Like a one county's worth of people, one large county's worth of people, like 3 million or something like that, or 5 million. And I was just like, who does this woman, like, look, she works in an office. She can't go in there mixing a popular vote with these individual counties where it's so close and then start throwing in a popular vote. And I'm just saying, there's the propaganda right there from a USA Today editor. Boom. And that's all I'm going to say. I don't need to waste everybody's time with that. But last night, I was listening to Tucker, and at the end, he's like, I wanted to bring on Sydney, and she wouldn't come on. And I'm telling the audience, he's all serious and passionate about bringing her on and getting the evidence out. And I listened to on John, everybody can go back and listen to John Steadmiller's show after he brings on this one clip. He brings on Sydney. And Sydney goes through it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's right there. She says, go online. It's there. Tucker could have easily gone on online and gotten, and just like they normally do in the past. So my accusation is he drank the establishment Kool-Aid. They offered him. He said he's not, last week he said he's not leaving the station. They offered him more. They offered him more. He's doing some behind the scenes and something else is good. So they bought him off. He drank the Kool-Aid. And now we wanted to bring her on. And all this little, it's undermining. And we know it.
Yes, it is.
I don't think we've got to be Rivero Rangers to see that. And you get my point. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway,
yeah, well, I was very well, she's right here, and I was very disappointed in Tucker, both because of the way he went after Sidney Powell, and moreover because Tucker has to understand that Sidney Powell cannot reveal the details of the evidence they have without tipping their hand to the opposition.
And they said that half a dozen times.
Yeah, when they go to trial, you know, there will be the discovery process, at which point, you know, Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani are going to have to basically put all their cards on the table. And at that point, you know, the defense can deal with it. But to give it out early just gives an advantage to the opposition. And Tucker should be smart enough to know that.
Yeah, that's where I say he is. And he bought it. He bought it just like all my other favorite guys that bought it got paid off. I could tell you other stories. I'll come back to another time. But that was shocking. I was like, I can't, you know, because it's there. And then, again, you can listen to that one little Sidney Powell stuff, and you can hear it. She says it right there. I can't tell you at all, but here's where you got to look. And Tucker could at least said, hey, look, here's a page from it. The way he's so smart, he does it all the time. He's always posted tweets or whatever. It's right there online. So that's all.
No, somebody definitely met his price, you know. definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
Did.
Well, listen.
He did. Something happened. All right. Have a great weekend. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call. That's David in West Virginia. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, two things from your page today. Related to Tucker, just my own research, paying attention to articles I've seen about him, my guess is he gets paid well over $10 million a year.
I heard $5 million.
Well, I've seen different things, and I've never seen a hard and fast figure, but even $5 million is not insignificant. But he's definitely got a reason to want to not make waves. But as far as the proof thing goes, we're in a situation here that people run into sometimes in their daily life, which is, let's say, for instance, you have a roommate. And every time you leave the house, you come back, and the money you had in the cookie jar is gone. Okay?
Yes.
Now, has anybody else been in the house? No. Well, it's pretty obvious that your roommate took the money. Can you prove
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, I'd be installing security cameras myself.
Well, exactly. That or, and or, get a safe.
True.
So and we need to do both things with our election system. One is
absolutely.
Make it harder to steal the money out of the cookie jars, make it harder to cheat on elections, but also just because this is circumstantial evidence, which obviously holds up in court over and over again, but there's just a lot of times when you know in your heart of hearts that your roommate took the money, but you can't prove it.
Yes,
and the thing we need to do is, I'm hoping that the electorate, the people who care, don't give up. If it comes out against Trump, okay, Biden is certified, Trump lost. Don't give up, because there is the next election, and we need to work on systems. Not only that are more secure, and if we have to go back to a number two pencil and paper ballots, then we should do
I would
that.
Agree on that one. The problem is, you know, if the vote stealers get away with it this time, they'll make sure that all future elections are under their control. And this may very well be the last gasp of the American people actually having any kind of influence over the government. It's for that reason that I hope Trump does pull this off, that he does succeed in getting the election thrown into the House of Representatives. And if he does get his second term, I am going to hound him about election system reform and just try and jam that through. But, you know, the Democrats are going to oppose it, just like they opposed voter ID, because the system works for them.
Well, but the Democrats shouldn't be opposing it because, okay, if we had a way to prove voter fraud, then Hillary could have proved that the Russians were got Trump elected. One way or the other, they all have questions periodically, and it would make it easier for both sides to prove fraud if it were there.
Well, I'm sure both sides have the same attitude that Henry Kissinger had. The issues are too important to let the voters decide.
Well, I've heard that quote kind of related to South America, I think it was, that something
Chile.
Important to let democracy get in the way. The other thing is, I wanted to point out a funny little article on your page today about the BDS movement.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, now, I don't know how many people pay attention to this, but if you read that article that you've got linked on your page today, go down that article, look at all the people that are accused now of anti-Semitism for supporting
yes.
BDS.
Yes.
And it's just astounding how many anti-Semitic Jews there are in the world.
Yes. Well, they're not called anti-Semitic. They're called self-hating Jews. That's the new term of craft, the new propaganda to try and silence Jewish voices that speak out against Israel.
Well, yes, but that isn't what Pompeo was talking about. He's talking about anti-Semitism. And from Medea Benjamin, right down the list, I would say 90% of the people that are supporting BDS on that article that you posted are Jews. And how anybody can seriously accuse, somebody needs to confront Pompeo about it. I would like to see a news conference question about that. You know, here's this person,
To get it with our current corporate media, unfortunately. And, you know, Mike Pompeo doesn't return my phone calls, so I'm not likely to get a response either there. All right. Well listen, David.
He won't return mine either. It's good talking to you, Mike.
Yeah, what can I tell you? All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're closing the phone lines now. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And Claire, what do you have for us today?
Well, I want to talk a bit about the virus and the rising up anti-lockdown protests, which are spreading like wildfire across Europe. Now, this comes to us from via offguardian.org. And I have found this particular iteration, if you will, of The Guardian to be not quite as in the very liberal camp as its mother or father, if you will, theguardian.co.uk. And apparently there have been a lot of pushbacks because governments have very enthusiastically embraced their totalitarian side and given themselves sweeping new emergency powers along with new lockdown measures. Now, the public is not exactly willing to go along gentle into that good night, as the old poem says. And they are beginning to rebel against the seemingly arbitrary limitations, which are not supported, Mike, either by science or common sense. And protests have taken place all over the continent. Now, what I want to know, Mike, please, is the hard science behind these governmental choices. And right now, I can't see any. I'd like your thoughts on this.
Well, we know that those voices who are speaking out saying that masks don't work are being silenced.
Yeah.
Twitter basically shut down Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch for posting a link to that Danish study that said the masks absolutely have no effect. And we know that the weave on those masks is very large compared to the virus particle. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. And we've had a lot of other studies that say social distancing really doesn't have much of an effect. But all of these are being silenced to push this agenda of keeping everybody apart, keeping everybody in masks, which is kind of a modern, you know, burqa or veil, if you will, to sort of depersonalize us, take away our identities. And I think it's as much to keep us from talking to each other about what's going on here so that everybody is going to go to social media to communicate with each other. And of course, social media is being totally filtered now so that if you say the wrong thing, the message gets lost. It doesn't get on all through. It's like a modern day thought police.
Yeah. And the lockdowns on our seniors here in the U.S. have been nothing less than brutal.
It is cruel.
And I just found out last weekend a 92-year-old family relation had a fall and she broke her hip, fractured it. Now, she hasn't been able to see her adult kids in over 4 months. And, you know, that is just, that's insane. And I would like to know with this family relation, what was the distance between the time she actually fell and the time she was able to get care? You know, I have to wonder about that, but I'm betting you something. It wasn't immediate, Mike. It wasn't the second she fell, she got care.
No, I would definitely say that's likely. I remember, you know, when I was in that nursing facility learning how to walk all over again.
Yeah.
It could sometimes be 5-10 minutes from when I pressed that button to when somebody actually showed up. Sometimes they didn't show up at all.
Yeah. Okay. And I've got to wonder, it almost feels like there is a war on the most fragile of our seasoned citizens to prevent them from continuing to live. why was it that so many COVID cases in so many states wound up in nursing homes?
Yes.
When they knew the virus was just rampantly contagious and that it was older people who were getting hit by it the hardest.
Yes. Those with comorbidities.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to wonder. I really do. I would certainly like to see.
It fits in with the population reduction eugenics agenda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And let's get on to international business.
Let's do that.
China. Now, this is Pepe Escobar, and it comes to us from Zero Hedge. Now, when this gentleman has something to say, I suggest you read it. It comes to us via the Asia Times. And he's making this analogy that Ho Chi Minh, in his eternal abode, will be savoring this with a heavenly smirk. Vietnam was the virtual host as the 10 ASEAN nations, plus China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand, signed the RCEP, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, on the final day of the ASEAN summit.
I noticed the United States was not invited.
No, and now this organization has been around about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And what it does, folks, is it binds together 30% of the global economy. That's huge.
That is huge.
And 2 billion people. And it's the first auspicious landmark of the raging 20s, which started with an assassination of Iran's General Soleimani, followed by a global pandemic, and now ominous intimations of a dodgy Great Reset. And who is the reset for? It's certainly not for us normal people.
No, it isn't.
It's for the already moneyed. Now, what this does, this reset, is it seals East Asia as the undisputed prime hub of geoeconomics. Now, the Asian century, in fact, was already in the making way back in the 90s. Now, among those Asians, as well as Western expats who identified it, Escobar published a book, his 21st book, The Man is Prolific, The Asian Century. Now, RCEP may force the West to do some homework and understand here that the main story is not that RCEP excludes the U.S. or that it's designed by China. No, RCEP is an East Asia-wide agreement initiated by ASEAN and debated among equals, including since 2012, including Japan, which for all practical purposes positions itself as part of the industrialized global North. It is the first ever trade deal that unites Asian powerhouses, China, Japan, and South Korea. And by now, it's clear, at least in huge areas of East Asia, that RCEP's 20 chapters will reduce tariffs across the board, simplify customs, with at least 65% of service sectors fully open, with increased foreign shareholding limits, solidify supply chains by privileging common rules of origin, and codify new e-commerce regulations. Well, you know, there you have it. It's making commerce easier for the member nations.
Yes.
And when it comes to the nitty-gritty, companies will be saving and being able to export anywhere within the 15-nation spectrum without having to bother with the paperwork and the red tape for separate requirements from each nation.
And I'll bet they're not going through the U.S. dollar either.
Oh, I don't think so. And that's what an integrated market is all about. Now, Escobar is warning us when RCEP meets BRI, the same scratch CD will be played nonstop about how RCEP facilitates China's geopolitical ambitions. But that's not the point. Apparently, this RCEP has evolved as a natural companion to China's role as the main trade partner of virtually every East Asian player.
Okay, we got to take a break now for a commercial.
All right.
And we will be right back after these few words. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preaching man wags his head.
Welcome back to our show here, and Lady Claire, if you want to pick up where you left off, I know you want to talk about this story a little bit
yes,
more.
Yes, I do. And again, Escobar has this consistent habit of getting things right. He's a very long-term thinker and very logical. And he goes on to talk about RECEP as a natural companion to the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, which as a trade sustainable development strategy spans not only East Asia, but delves deeper into Central and West Asia.
It's actually going to go all the way to Europe.
Oh, yeah. And the Global Times has got it right, Mike. The West has not ceased to distort BRI without acknowledging how the initiative they have been slandering is actually so popular in the vast majority of the BRI route that RECEP will refocus BRI, whose implementation stage, according to the official timetable, only starts in 2021. And you've got low-cost financing and special foreign exchange loans, which will be offered by the China Development Bank, and they're going to get a little bit more selective. There will be, of course, a lot of emphasis on the Health Silk Road, especially across Southeast Asia. There are going to be strategic projects which will be the priority. and they're going to revolve around the development of a network of economic corridors, logistic zones, financial centers, 5G networks, key seaports, and especially short and midterm public health related high tech. This is not a bad thing.
No, it's a great plan here, and it is a significant threat to American hegemony around the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically going to bypass a lot of high seas shipping, and of course, all of the countries that make money off of high seas shipping, they're going to be a little bit upset. And, you know, China's doing all kinds of things. They've got ultra-modern highways, more than the United States does.
Yeah.
Really, they have just boomed up recently. I mean, you know, cars are being made there that are that are very good. They're not the junky cars that were being made just 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're doing it right over there.
And take a look at public transportation, for heaven's sakes. The maglev trains.
Yes.
Oh, holy crumb. You know, we are so far behind on even having, I think, a plan for infrastructure.
That's because we've been spending all of our money on the war machine.
Yeah.
And it's been a huge waste of money because we're not winning these wars.
No.
And I think if we get into a really big one, I'm absolutely convinced we're going to lose it.
Mike, I think you are correct in that assessment. Mm-hmm. And whoever winds up as president, I would like to strongly caution them to look at where the money has gone, to take a good, doggone hard look as where the money has gone, and just look at the cost-benefit ratio. I mean, you know, if you do that and you realize what an horrific loss this has been, not only in money, but blood as well. I mean, you've got soldiers and veterans coming back that are in desperate straits.
Yes.
Desperate straits. And I get it. Having a good defense is something that countries need, but they should also, and this very much in my mind includes the United States, find
ways.
Well,
we have a good defense. It's called the Nuclear Missile Forces. We don't need to be building and sending naval battle groups into other people's ports to demand that they configure their economies to serve American business interests. Because that's exactly what they're doing. If all we really were concerned about was not allowing other countries to attack us, we could just rely on those nuclear missiles, and that's all we need.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And I believe that there's, no matter who winds up taking the oath of office, I think there's going to be a conversation in January, late January, about potentially bringing back the draft.
I'm sure that there will be,
yeah.
Especially if they're launching wars against both Iran and China, because I think inevitably that will be the line that will draw Russia and in on the other side.
Yeah.
And we're really going to be going at it. And ultimately, we could see the use of nuclear weapons by both sides.
Yeah. Now, I would like to see a far less muscular U.S. foreign policy that includes and invites and encourages and gives incentives for people to want to do business with us, not at the point of a gun.
Yeah, I would agree with you, but, you know, that's very, very hard to do as opposed to simply, you know, going on in with the guns and saying, do what we tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which has been sort of part and parcel of American foreign policy for almost the last 20 years.
Well, you know, Eisenhower did warn us, you know, about the military-industrial complex, and it does seem like they're certainly fully in control of our foreign policy right now.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think they're getting ready to try and distract America from this obviously stolen election by kicking up a brush fire either in China or Iran.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take another break for commercials here. And when we come on back, we will continue with the lovely Lady Claire.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and lovely Lady Claire, take it away.
Well, I have noticed that early on November 18th, the Israeli Air Force conducted a series of strikes on targets in Syria. The IDF is saying that the strikes hit warehouses, command posts, and military complexes, and batteries of surface-to-air missiles, or SAMs.
How dare they shoot at us?
Belonging to the Syrian army and the Iranian Quds Force, which apparently in the mind of the Israeli military are absolutely interchangeable. And in total, the strikes reportedly hit 8 targets. And apparently they're bombing in sort of a, how do I say this? There seems to be a lot greater turbulence that Israel is trying to cause or foment in the area.
Yes, I would agree, especially with regard to Iran.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of a sudden this resurgent talk of the need to attack Iran and throw more sanctions on there. Now, Biden has already said that if he in fact sworn as president, he's going to rejoin the P5+1 deal.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the last time we had the P5+1 deal, the United States failed to live up to their obligations in terms of the lifting of sanctions and so forth here.
Now, Mike, am I correct in saying that President Trump will be president until January 2021?
Yeah, technically 20th, yes. That's the handoff.
Do you believe that Trump will leave office without bombing Iran? What is your current read of what's going
My
on
My current
here?
Read is yeah. that there's going to be an attack on Iran, not so much to help Donald Trump. But again, I think the deep state is desperate for something mm-hmm. to distract the American people from this very obviously stolen election. Mm-hmm. And war with Iran would certainly fit that bill.
Yeah, because I'm looking at that and I'm thinking just because something is one of the most ham-fistedly, pig-headedly foolish things the U.S. government could do is utterly no guarantee that it's not going to do it.
Well, that's certainly true.
Yeah, and it puts U.S. troops in Iraq in a world of hurt, as well as other U.S. forces stationed in other places in the Middle East. And, you know, I am hopeful that he's not going to do this, but I'm looking at the very American celebration we have next week, which is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, my nervous star is just pinging like crazy.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that the upper leadership of this country does not care about the individual soldiers on the ground.
Yeah.
They're willing to basically trade their lives for political gain. We saw that mm-hmm. with Franklin Roosevelt at Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
He goaded the Japanese into the attack. He withheld news of the coming attack from Admiral Kimmel and General Short, and basically told America it was a surprise attack
mm-hmm.
To get us all riled up for war against Japan.
Yeah.
And, you know, given the fact that Trump has already stated that if any American is killed in an attack that can trace back to Iran,
mm-hmm.
He will launch an attack. Even if he doesn't pull a false flag, certainly the war hawks who want a war mm-hmm. with Iran will.
Where is Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, positioned in all this?
Well, obviously, he's located there in the Middle East, mm-hmm. and he certainly has assets all around there
mm-hmm.
Where he could set off the false flag himself.
Yep.
Because he, you know, Israel has wanted Iran to be destroyed, you know, for like 30 years. They've been screaming, Iran is building nuclear weapons. Iran will have a nuclear bomb in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it hasn't happened yet.
Nope.
And all the inspections of Iran have shown that Iran's nuclear activities have been confined to the limits yep. imposed by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're looking for some other reason to strike at Iran and remove it as a regional competitor for mm-hmm. Israel.
Yeah. And that's what kills me here, because it's not that Iran is an existential threat. It's an economic threat.
That's exactly the issue.
Yeah.
Iran has a lot of influence in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, before the sanctions, they were an economic powerhouse.
Yeah.
And Israel basically wants them gone.
Mm-hmm.
Israel elevates itself by destroying all competitors around it.
Yeah.
That's a bad habit the United States seems to have picked up over the years.
Yeah, not good. Not good. I'd like to go back to the COVID-19 issues,
okay.
and this again comes to us from Zero Hedge. And the title of this article is, We Need to Protect the Free Speech of Dissident Doctors. Now, it was authored by someone with the nom de plume, if you will, the COVID physician, via thecritic.co.uk. And it talks about liberty, the right to be free from torture, inhumane and ill treatment, the prohibition of servitude, the right to liberty and security of person, the right to a fair trial, freedom of expression, freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, and the right to privacy and a family life, and freedom from discrimination and policing by consent are also pre-COVID-19. And it goes on to talk about the governmental response to the COVID pandemic has fundamentally just absolutely assassinated these human rights.
Yes, they have.
Knocked them right over.
Absolutely.
And they describe some of these people as weaselly COVID marshals in high visibility vests are now barking aggressively to tell me, stand at the back and cover your nose. And this author is saying, I've tried to stop resisting or placate them with something approximating reason. I have stopped trying to reassure them that I am a doctor. This person is actually a medical MD. Their brows furrow. A dissident doctor is either not really a doctor or the worst kind of scum. And he talks about we live in a very bizarre world where a minority activist campaign for commercial euthanasia, a world in which a select number of elected and unelected individuals dictate that 100% of us are not allowed the liberty of taking the 0.6% risk of a cost-free natural death from a respiratory illness, a very common terminal event with older people, at an average of 82 years old. Now, Mike, this strikes this author as utter insanity.
Yes.
While younger, fitter people commit suicide at rising rates under repressive lockdown restrictions, economies collapse, and other debilitating diseases continue to crush, kill, and incapacitate the other 99.94%. Now, there's a guy out there by the name of Matt Hancock, who is currently championing the right of a small minority of the terminally ill to travel abroad for a dignitas death, while denying everyone else the doggone right to life to face the small risk of death by COVID-19 in order to live with dignity and freedom in the UK. And then he talks about, does this make any sense? The short answer is heck no.
Nope.
How did we get here and how do we prevent it from happening again?
Tar and feathers.
Okay. These are the two questions that surviving mainstream investigative journalists and parliament seem unable to address. And he goes on to say that our masters have consistently turned focus to a question which has preoccupied us for months. How do we get out? How, with this emphasis, they made haste to our perpetual imprisonment. How can we be certain that the question being asked in private is not rather, how do we capitalize on this situation?
Well, of course, you know, politicians yeah. will always exploit a situation. Mm-hmm. We know certainly the Democrats exploited COVID-19 to push that mail-in ballot.
Of course.
Which is just, you know, all kinds of problems and wide open to fraud here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they're exploiting the COVID-19 fear to get us used to just being, you know, doing what we're told to do, whether it's masks or standing mm-hmm. apart or foregoing Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. And the question this gentleman asks is, how did we get here? And he answers by saying, first, it is worth asking where the virus actually originated. Now, evidence from the scientific community supports the hypothesis that it may have been genetically engineered in a lab. Now, in May of this year, Professor Luc Montagnier, the virologist who won the Nobel Prize for discovering the HIV virus, has corroborated India's scientists' concern from January that there are about four distinct regions of the SARS-CoV-2 genome which appear to have been spliced in from HIV genomes.
Yes.
That's pretty nasty, Mike.
That is very, very nasty stuff here.
And Dr. Limeng Yan goes further to say that COVID-19 was intentionally developed as a bioweapon. And what further intrigues is Dr. Robert Gallo and Anthony Fauci, a contemporary at the National Institute of Health, and another heavyweight from the 1980s race to isolate the HIV virus, appears to have briefly weighed in against Limeng's previous September 2020 paper on a lab chimera theory. So who do we believe? Mike, I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, Robert Gallo's reputation did not come out unsullied from that whole HIV situation.
Right, right.
You know, everybody was rushing to claim to be the first to isolate it. And
yeah.
initially he did claim that he had it, and it turned out he had something wrong. So, you know, a lot of greed and ambition and ego tied up mm-hmm. with a lot of these so-called top scientists. So we do need to be mm-hmm. cautious. I
yep.
mean, that's the whole reason for having scientific method, is because individual political scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians and lawyers and clergy.
Amen.
And we need to keep that in mind when they're out there shoving viruses at us, vaccines, human-caused global warming, and whatever we're supposed to be scared of next week.
Yeah. Now, it's pretty obvious that the technological knowledge of biological weapons and their antidotes is in only the hands of a very few people. Private individuals, corporations, and military facilities. And there was a very serious scientific concern. There was a U.S. government moratorium on the NIH, National Institute of Health, conducting dangerous and unethical virus gain-of-function, GOF, research inside the U.S., and the U.S. has continued to fund coronavirus research at the Wuhan BSL-4 lab in China in that moratorium period of 2014 to 2017. Mike?
Well, that's definitely the smoking gun.
That's a head scratcher.
Scratch it any harder, you're going to start bleeding.
Oh, we don't want that. GOF research increases the danger of and weaponizes viruses. Another thing our listeners need to know about, I think, is that funding for this comes, ironically enough, wait for it, from Professor Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Health and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Also, the U.S. has funded and supported virological research with inter alia China for over 15 years. And in fact, Sino-American GOF research sponsored by Fauci's NIH and NIAID involving Wuhan BSL-4 Labs Batwoman, Zhengli Li Shi, was allowed to continue during this moratorium. Doesn't sound like there was much of a moratorium.
No, it doesn't sound like there was a moratorium. Yeah. And every time somebody has tried to basically ban biological weapons. I mean, there was a while back following that incident with the sheep.
Yeah.
You know, the United States instituted a ban on the development of offensive biological weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And the laboratories got around that by saying, well, we're developing defenses against biological weapons. Therefore, we must create the offensive biological weapons in order to devise a defense. Mm-hmm. Now, my concern about claiming that COVID-19 is a biological weapon, I think it was a work in progress because given its very low lethality rate, it's really not effective as a biological weapon. It's not even that effective in terms of weakening troop strength because most of the people who get it don't even develop symptoms.
Yeah.
So I think it was a work in progress and somebody may have dropped a test tube, or it may just be another variation of the flu that has been given this name so that they can ramp up the booga booga.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice that as they claim the case numbers of COVID-19 go up, the reported cases of regular seasonal influenza have dropped into the basement to the point where the CDC isn't even bothering to track the numbers anymore this season.
Yeah, it's that's another head scratcher.
Yes.
And this author asked, how do we prevent this from happening again? And in terms of prevention, you have to understand how we got to this point of global paralysis where the World Health Organization, a largely, by the way, unaccountable, undemocratic, sprawling supranational entity under the private influence of the Gates Foundations and pharma calls the shots. It really kind of strips humankind of our human rights and liberty. And in this brave new dystopian world, let's call it what it is.
Yes, it is.
The technological knowledge of biological weapons and their antidotes, again, only a few people have it. So how is it that civilian state-owned scientific apparatuses to protect the population are either non-existent or wholly inadequate? So much so that our governments must jump into the lap of profiteering pharma cartels and their sponsored universities. And the guy goes on to ask, why do our chief scientific advisor, chief medical advisor, and chief mathematic remodeler seem to have cartel tattoos on their CVs? And they go on to ask, would you trust big pharma hitmen to advise and cure you? Well, in my case, the short answer is going to be no. Wouldn't it be better to have independent, accountable, state-funded experts who would be less prone to the politicization and profit motives that are destroying our way of life? Is this not preferable to the collusive, corrupt, and clandestine public-private partnerships such as SAGE? Now, even the establishment of BMJ's executive editor has belatedly come around to express serious concern about the politicization, corruption, and suppression of science. And Mike, that's just what it runs down to.
It really does. I mean, the best way to make money in the medical industry is to keep everybody sick. And maybe that's what COVID-19 was really all about. Anyway, we have to take a break for our last commercial break. Okay. And when we come on back, we're going to take a phone call.
Okay.
And so stay tuned.
Okay.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about, the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
Welcome back to our show here, the last segment of our program today on this Pow Hunter Friday, and we're going to go back to the phones to Tony in New York. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Claire. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are.
I just wanted to let you know that I figured out the coronavirus. You had mentioned that it was it was an error, but I think it was designed to sell vaccines to everybody from the start. It kills It kills old people a little bit quicker and leaves the working population perfectly healthy but vaccinated so that they get chronic illnesses like a lot of vaccines gives you, eczema, asthma, all kinds of things that just last and linger forever, irritable bowel where you're taking medication for years and years and years if you get it as a 21-year-old man. Also, it could be built around the PCR test that can pick up a molecule of RNA from anybody that bumped someone that had COVID. It's not contagious or even enough to make them sick, but allows them to have a positive test result. Del Bigtree from I Can Decide played a clip of Anthony Fauci a few years ago saying that the PCR test is difficult for doctors when their patients come in and they have a PCR test that's been run 33 cycles or 30 cycles. He says it's useless because there's just some dead nucleotides in their nose.
The guy who invented the PCR, and he won the Nobel Prize for it, but the guy who invented PCR said it's not intended to be used as a diagnostic test.
That's right. Mr. Mullins, Kerry Mullins, I think his name was. And it was supposed to be used for forensic science because it could pick up tiny little things and amplify them through the roof. So imagine, if you will, that everybody in America got tested for cancer, that if they could find one cancer cell in their body, that they were diagnosed as having a case of cancer. Yes. And then there was this huge craze for the latest cancer vaccine. And the numbers of deaths are only slightly higher because only older people are dying from it. And like the German health minister said, the only people dying of COVID in Germany would have died this year anyway. But imagine you could sell it to every government saying, all right, we're going to kill off your seniors a year quicker. That'll save you billions and billions of dollars. We'll give you a cut of the vaccine sales if you get a couple doctors on board to say the hospitals are packed. It just makes sense to me. And I wonder, I'm sure I'm missing something or somebody could add something to it. But I think it's working perfectly, just as designed. Everybody's going to get this vaccine. Half of those people are going to get some chronic illness for life. All right? So I'll leave you with that. Thank you for taking my call, and your show is the best.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. And, this wouldn't be the first time in history that the medical establishment has intentionally made people sick to profit off of them. There was a very famous case, I think it was back in the 1800s, where three doctors were thrown in prison for deliberately starting an epidemic in their town so that they could make money off of it. There's the music. Time for us to bring this show to an end on this Powhana Friday. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.